for preteen maternal depression. Maternal depression does not only affect the mother, it does not only affect the child. It's an affects the entire family. So it is important that we treat it. It is important that we set protocols in place. I am asking that we compile a list. When a mother goes to see a practitioner, there's too often not enough information for referrals. The practitioner does not always know who to refer the mother to. We're asking for a list to be in place. So whether it's the midwife, whether it's the doctor, it's a doctor, whether it's anyone in the office can readily select that list and give it to the mother and refer her to the appropriate, for the appropriate treatment. We're asking for peer support. We're asking non-for-profit organizations to work with us. We're asking for community resources to be allocated so that we can take care of this issue. Very, very important issues. We're asking the list must be made available as public as possible. It must be readily and handily available. It must be accessible. Anyone wanting information should be able to receive that information. The list must also be updated as necessary as possible. We're not asking for a list to be compiled and then left there. So someone looking at it saying, okay, I can select X organization for assistance, and then you call X organization to only to find out that organization is no longer in service. That's not what we're looking for. The list must be updated. It must always be accurate. And we're asking also for it to be in place, right, a commissioner within their existing appropriations. We're not looking to add additional funding. The resources are there for them to be able to compile this list and for them to have it readily available. The resources are there for the list to be updated. The resources are there for the list to be always accessible. Again, this is not a mother issue. It is not a child's issue. It is a family's issue. And families are integral to our communities. If we're not taking care of our families, then we are falling short on our responsibility to families. Again, thank you, Leader Stuart Cousins, for bringing us all together. And again, this is not a woman's issue. This is a family issue. This is a community issue.